This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Welcome to the program, and today we're joined by Wayne Thompson. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, Eric. How's yourself?
I'm very good, mate. Wayne's from the ATL Training Centre in Worcester, where practical training is taking place as we speak and continues for various groups of students. Wayne, what career path brought you to being a tutor in ATL Worcester?
Very long story short, because it is a long one, but I'm electrically and mechanically trained, electrical and mechanical engineering apprenticeship. Way back when, 28 odd years ago when I finished, or when I left school rather. So, never really intended to teach, if I'm honest with you. But came a point in my life in February 2003 when I'd chased various different jobs, electrical installations, maintenance management, production management. And I just sort of went from job to job, but keeping my electrical and mechanical as a base. Mm-hmm. Then in February 2003, I was on a training course, a 16th edition wiring rigs course at a local training provider, a family event. I got custody of my son for my first marriage, so my 7 days a week working for myself had disappeared. So within 4 weeks, scarily enough, the company where I was doing the training had a job vacancy for a training officer, and I just fell into it. And that was the start of it. So,
and you've never looked back since?
Oh, I've looked back a lot, but no, I haven't, to be honest with you. I've still sort of kept my hand in doing some electrical work because I still had my own electrical installation business. Mm-hmm. So I've always sort of kept at the sharp end because rather than just teach it from a book or a script, if I can tell somebody, you know, in real life, if you do this, this is what's going to happen, or if real life you don't do this, this is what's going to happen, I think it's better from a teaching perspective and also from a learning point of view.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more. So when the students come to you nervous, worried about it, been studying at home, had all the books out, what happens to them when they first arrive in the training centre?
Well, first thing is that obviously they come in, they congregate in our meeting area where it's like the lunch dining area. When they start, we'll go and fetch them into the classroom. A little bit of informality to start off with, you know. Obviously, we have to get health and safety issues and induction out of the way, but we sort of try and do it with a bit of a smile and a bit of a laugh. But then I just give them my life story as to why I'm here and how, pretty much as I've just done with you.
Right.
You know, and explain, you know, what the benefits of being a qualified person are, what they're going to expect to get off the course while they're with us, what realistically they have, not just short-term future once they qualify, but what they can actually go into as well.
And what's the sort of range of people that come in? Because many years ago, slightly more than yours, I was electromechanically trained because of good old British Telecom.
Right, okay.
And I'm sure the certification and all the lovely city and guilds I got at the time are completely out of date now.
Well, basically, we see what you've got and what we can build on that, because even though they're out of date, it doesn't mean that they're not any good. You will have some practical experience. I know what you're saying.
And of course, the laws of physics don't change, really, do they?
No, they don't. Maths is maths, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, from a BT point of view, obviously you've gone from analog to digital, so there are quite a few changes. But if you think on that, you know, the electricity at work regulations 1989 when they came in, there's not a lot changed since then. Practices have had to change as we bring new technologies in, but the core bit, the fundamental bit that you've done, is still relevant. And you know, so you tell the guys, look, yeah, you can use that, go back to that and use that as a sort of a step up, and you know, away you go. So nothing's lost, nothing's wasted.
Sure. So basically what you're saying is that a more mature adult student can actually come in at the same level, not have to be nervous, as a younger student who's probably only left school 5 years ago.
Exactly, yeah. The only thing that's going to be different is the classroom environment and, you know, getting back into an exam, as it were. And, you know, a lot of people panic when you say that four-letter word. but, you know, at the end of the day, we teach you everything you need to know to pass the exam.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.